I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Where are we, and why have you brought me here?
We're in Powhatan State Park this morning. I came out here last night with my students from Randolph-Macon College, and we did a little bit of night work out here, and I left some blacklight traps, ultraviolet lights suspended over a funnel, hanging over a bucket, and just left them on all night, and the insects fall into the bucket or landing around it and hiding under the sheet. So we're here bright and early to see what came into the lights.
I can already see several types of beetles and many types of moths. They're really interesting.
Let's go ahead and take the lid off here.
And just to explain what this looks like, it looks like a metal funnel, three pieces of plexiglass. There was a black light up in the center and then a metal cap. Bugs are attracted to the ultraviolet light, right? And then they drop down into this funnel.
That's correct. Yeah, and the light runs all night on a 12-volt battery. So I'm going to take the funnel off here, and this is when things will start going crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Wow. So we've got some IO moths. We have lots of different kinds of tiger moths, several species of fireflies. We have caddis flies. There's a very cool weevil, a bess beetle.
And what is that?
That's a fish fly there, order Megaloptera. It's the same family that we have Dobson flies.
No Dobson here, though.
Huh? No Dobson, not yet. I have the egg cartons here, so it works as a baffle. It gives everybody something to crawl
on. Is that a Luna?
That's a Luna moth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've got a Luna moth here. And we've got a six-spotted grapevine beetle. You'll have to dig out your copies of Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. It will follow along here, but this is a classic blacklight night in eastern North America. There's some interesting things here.
The fluttering that you're hearing is actually some of the moths in the bottom of the bucket.
Yeah, here's a big carpenter moth. This is a great big moth. Their caterpillars bore into wood, and they can be a pest in managed forests. The females are big, heavy-bodied ones, just like this one here. The males are much more sleek. And here's a female IO moth. See, there's the male right there. It's bright yellow.
Yeah.
It's got the big eye spots on it.
And the female is larger.
The female is larger and browner, but also has those big eye spots. Aren't they beautiful?
Yes, they are. And what beetle is this over here? That's the kind of tan one?
That's the six-spotted grapevine beetle. It's a scarab, Pelagnota punctata, one of the first insects described from North America.
Now, what's going to happen with these guys?
The park asked me to put together a teaching collection for them, something they could share with park visitors and show people some of the common insect species that are here. These will be taken back to the lab, and we will prepare them, mount them, label them, and identify them, and eventually they'll wind up back here at Powhatan State Park as a teaching collection.
The Luna moth seems to have taken quite a beating.
Yeah, they don't do too well in the trap here, unfortunately. It's beetles rule in this kind of environment, but there's still a few moths here that are in good shape, and there were certainly some things on the outside. Well, we have one more trap to check, so we'll have to check that out. And don't forget, we've got the malaise trap, too.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos of some of the traps and some of the insects from last night's excursion at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.